This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Just one point of observation before this, and perhaps this can be carried to those who are absent. And it's a message from the heart of your fellow brother to a community that your brother loves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is just one month in the entire year. And it's a month of effort. It's a month of effort. It is difficult, but it's a difficulty that Allah knows we can manage. And it is a month that we should strive therein. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever observes the salah with the imam until the imam completes the prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person with the rewards of having prayed the entire night. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Just to stay for 12 extra units of salah. I notice a mass exodus after 8 units of salah. And this is not only something specific to here, and inshallah it's not a norm. I can only comment on what I've seen since yesterday. It happens in other places as well. And my message to the ummah is, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worth it. Surely the month of Ramadan is worth it. Surely the Quran is worth it. And surely Laylatul Qadr is worth it. A night that is better than 1,000 months. For us to gain the tawfiq of being chosen to witness Laylatul Qadr, surely, surely we should be putting our hand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights before it. Islam should never be a tick box exercise. It shouldn't. Success will only be achieved by us, the collective carriers of the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we stop treating Islam as one thing out of 60,000 other things. Unfortunately, this is what seems to be manifest from our communities, that we treat Islam as one thing out of 60,000 other things that we have to do. We have to pay the bills, we have to have meals, we have to clothe ourselves, we have to pay our taxes, we have to take care of the daily grind, and we have to pray. No. We cannot be successful as Muslims if this is our attitude. We will only be successful is if Islam is everything for us. When we treat Islam as our everything, and everything else is one of 60,000 other things. Does this make sense, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam? This is the attitude we have to develop. This Sharia, it nurtures us to be tough, to give. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wake us up for Fajr every day? He commands us to pray Fajr every day. Whether your Fajr is early, whether it's later, whether the night is cold, whether the night is warm, He wakes us up. What is the Sharia nurturing us to become? And nurturing within us by waking us up for Fajr every day. To become a people that are ready to serve and are willing to serve and are trained to serve. This is the nature of our Sharia. It needs a bit of effort, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. It needs the push. It cannot be a tick box exercise that, okay, Ramadan, I have to pray at night. Someone said 8 units, so I'll tick 8 units and I will walk away. It shouldn't be like that. And you have this narration that if you just stayed for 12 more raka'at, Allah will reward you for having prayed the entire night. La ilaha illallah. So I share this from a heart to a heart. There's no messenger to come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I shared this message with you on this minbar last Ramadan, subhanallah, when I spoke about the best of all nations, and that there's no prophet to come after Muhammad, and that the legacy of prophethood rests on the collective shoulders of his ummah, the ummah of Muhammad. How can we be diligent in carrying his legacy if we treat his legacy as a tick box exercise, as something that we have to do with difficulty and regret and Allahul Musta'an, as if, you know, it's like when your parents tell you to do something that you don't want to do, but you have to do it. No. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct our affairs. This is not a scolding that's taking place. This is nasiha, ad-deenun nasiha. Religion is sincere counsel. And if I love you for the sake of Allah, then I can't keep this in my heart. Right? My heart did hurt when I see the mass movement on these nights that subhanAllah will leave us, and who knows where we will be before next Ramadan arrives. No one wants to be in their grave thinking, if only I had another Ramadan, I would have prayed with the Imam until the Imam finished. We know how many people we've buried hours before Ramadan, subhanAllah. Forget about days and weeks, hours before Ramadan. This is the reality of life. Sa'atun bi sa'ah. Allah didn't ask us to pray the nights or set these rewards. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make Ramadan 12 months of the year. Just 1 month of the year, right? This is the month whereby everything else should take a back seat. All our other schedules should take a back seat, and Ramadan should be the schedule. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen.